弟兄姐妹晚上好。
Good evening, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，他用着这些十几岁、二十几岁、三十几岁、四十几岁、五十几岁的年轻的弟兄姐妹，在带着我们一起唱诗歌来赞美、来敬拜我们的神。
We thank our Lord that He is using brothers and sisters in their 10s, 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s to sing the hymns to worship Him.
我没有开玩笑，在主里面我们永远都是年轻的弟兄姐妹。
I am not joking because we are all young brothers and sisters in our Lord.
也感谢神把那个将来有一天我们在西安跟他一同坐席那样美好的盼望赏赐给我们。
And we thank our Lord for giving us this wonderful hope that one day we will be with him at Zion.
我们今天在这个复活的被他恢复的生命里面一同来歌颂他。
Today we worship him together in this new life, this revived life that he has given us.
将来有一天我们在主所赐给我们的那个永远也不会朽坏永远荣耀的身体里面，我们来敬拜他。
And then one day we will worship him in this incorruptible body that he will give us.
今天晚上是我们这次特别聚会三堂信息中的第三堂。
Tonight we have the third message for the three messages that we have during this retreat.
我们一同在主的面前来继续思想伯大尼之家。
Together,
伯大尼之家。神安息的所在，这样一个非常重要也是非常宝贵的题目。
And tonight we will together consider this very precious and important topic of the house of Bethany, God's place of rest.
求神来帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
求神的圣灵来开启我们。
May the Holy Spirit reveal and open to us.
把我们可以更丰富的带到神的话里面，带到他想要向我们所启示的心意里面。
May he more abundantly bring us into the revelation that he will give us.
让我们不以已经得到的为满足。
So that we are not satisfied with what we have.
乃是因为我们愿意有这样一个愿意来渴慕追求认识他的心，神可以把他的话更多的赏赐给我们。
So that we're not content with what we have, but we want more of the words that he will give us.
好，我们要再有一点祷告。
Let us have more words of prayer.
天父，我们谢谢你再次把我们召集在你的面前。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for gathering us before you once again.
我们谢谢你把你自己的恩典那样丰富的赏赐给我们。
We thank you for abundantly giving us your grace.
因为你实在爱我们。
Because you love us.
我们今天在你面前的时候，我们还要继续向你开口。
Today, when we are before you, we will open our mouth to you.
因为我们知道你的心意很没有满足。
Because we know your heart is not satisfied.
你还有更多的话要告诉我们。
Because you have more words to give to us.
就求你继续的用你的美善来吸引我们。
Lord, may your goodness attract us.
让我们的眼睛更多的被打开。
So that our eyes can be opened.
让我们都能够安坐在你的脚前。
So that we can rest before your feet.
当你向我们说话的时候。
When you speak to us.
我们的心都能够听见。
That our heart may hear.
是你自己的心意可以显明在我们当中。
It is your will that is manifested among us.
更是你自己在你的儿女聚集之中可以得到荣耀。
And may you receive the glory among the gathering of your children.
与我们同在。
May you be with us.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
大家给我一分钟。
I ask you to give me 1 minute.
我准备了讲稿。
So that I can project. So that I can project the slides.
这不是我今天要讲的题目。
This is not the topic I want to discuss today.
而是我今天要讲的题目的缩写。
This is the acronym of the topic that I want to discuss.
今天讲的题目是三个英文单词。
Today, there are three letters to the topic that I want to discuss.
这是每个单词的第一个字母。
And this is the first letter of the three topics.
请大家先练习一下怎么念这个词。
Let's practice how to pronounce this word.
你们应该知道，张恒也应该知道。你们两个去过。
Eunice?
是希腊的，在希腊啊 ，Santorini 圣岛有一个非常漂亮的地方，就叫做欧亚。
So,
那里面看日出可以坐 cruise 可以看日出。
So, this is a place on the Santorini island in Greece where you can look at sunset.
但是今天我们不能这么念。
But today we can't pronounce it this way.
我教大家怎么念。
I'll teach you how to pronounce it.
欧亚。
欧亚。
好，好。那么是哪个哪三个单词呢
？So what are the three words?
就是这三个单词。
It is these three letters. These three words.
Out.
Out.
Into.
Into.
About.
About.
好，我们先来读约翰福音第十一章的一些经文。
Let us read some verses in John chapter 11.
有一个患病的人名叫拉撒路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。
Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha.
她姐妹两个就打发人去见耶稣说，主啊，你所爱的人病了。
So the sisters sent word to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick.
耶稣素然爱马大和她的妹子并拉撒路。
Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
耶稣就明明地告诉他们说，拉撒路死了。
And then the Lord, so Jesus then said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead.
耶稣又心里悲伤，来到坟墓前，那坟墓是个洞，有一块石头挡着。
So Jesus again, being deeply moved within, came to the tomb. Now it was a cave, and a stone was lying against it.
在我们读的约翰福音十一章里面
，When we read John chapter 11,
是拉撒路第一次在圣经当中出场。
This is the first time Lazarus appeared in the Bible.
约翰没有介绍他的家庭背景。
John did not introduce his family background.
他从事什么样的职业
？His profession.
长什么样？
What does he look like?
甚至都没有介绍这个人是谁。
He didn't even say who he is.
只说有一个患病的人。
He only said a certain man who's sick.
一个年轻的人却以病人的身份出场。
A young man enters the scene as a sick person.
是一件非常悲哀的事情。
This is a very sad matter.
更悲哀的是
What is more sad?
他不但患病，而且还死了。
Not only is he sick, he's dead.
他不但死了，还进了坟墓。
Not only is he dead, but he's been placed in a tomb.
大家不妨想象一下，躺在这个人躺在不见天日的坟墓里面。
If you can imagine a person laying in a dark cave,
结果是什么？
What is the result?
他的尸体，或者被虫子吃掉了。
Either his body are eaten by bugs,
或者他幸运一些，有各种条件符合，结果没有被虫子吃掉，就变成了木乃伊。
Or if he's more lucky, then he's not eaten by the bugs, but he's mummified.
无论如何，这是一幅令人绝望的图画。
No matter what, this is a hopeless picture.
拉撒路
Lazarus.
这个名字的意思。
The meaning of this name.
考一考大家是什么
？What is that? What is the name Lazarus mean?
我们当中很多愿意读圣经的哈。神已经帮助。
It means God has already helped.
所以当人说拉撒路死了的时候
，Therefore, when people say Lazarus is already dead,
直译过来就是神已经帮助，已经死了。
That is to say that the one whom God has already helped is dead.
这是不是很有意思，很值得我们思考？
Isn't this interesting and worth us thinking about?
其实呢，从属灵的角度看
，Actually, spiritually,
拉撒路不是别人
，Lazarus is no others.
拉撒路今天就坐在我们当中
，Lazarus is sitting among us today.
是谁呢
？Who is he？
就是你
，It's you.
是我
，It's me.
是我们每一个人
，It's every one of us.
我们都曾经是拉撒路。
We were all once Lazarus.
因为亚当在伊甸园堕落以后
Because after Adam's fall in the Garden of Eden,
所有亚当的后裔都成了拉撒路
All of his descendants are Lazarus.
今天我们看到的，我们这些人曾经就是周撒路、李撒路、余撒路，对不对？
We are all different versions of Lazarus.
I like that translation. 我们都是要死的。
We all have to die.
不管我们叫什么名字
No matter what we are called.
我们都要进入坟墓
We all have to enter grave.
我们的结局是地狱
Our ending is the hell.
是火湖
It is the fiery fire.
是永远沉沦
It is the eternal fall.
然而这个不是故事的全部
But this is not all of the story.
拉撒路还有更多的故事
Lazarus has more stories to it.
39, 43和44节说
So in verse 39 to 44 it says
耶稣说你们把石头挪开
Jesus said remove the stone
说了这话就大声呼叫说
And afterwards he shouted
拉撒勒出来
Lazarus come forth
我看有人快睡着了
I see people are falling asleep
那死人就出来
And the man who had died came forth
手脚裹着布
bound hand and foot with wrappings,
脸上包着毛巾
and his face was wrapped around with a cloth.
耶稣对他们说
Jesus said to them,
解开，叫他走
unbind him and let him go.
前两年在网上有一个词很火爆
A few years ago, there's a word in, online that was very hot.
叫做拐点
It's called inflection point.
那时候很多人都在猜测，都在预测，在讨论，就是疫情什么时候会出现拐点。
So many people were guessing, predicting, discussing when will the pandemic reach the inflection point.
在刚才我们读的几节经文里面，我们也看到了一个拐点。
In the verses that we read, we also see an inflection point.
本来拉撒路已经死了四天了。
Lazarus has already been dead for 4 days.
还有什么希望吗？
What is there to hope for?
根本就没有了。
There is no hope.
但是耶稣的到来给这个死人带来了拐点。
But the arrival of Jesus brings an inflection point for this dead man.
神向拉撒路。
God said to Lazarus.
也向我们每一个人做了一件极其不可思议的事情。
God did to Lazarus and to all of us the unthinkable.
叫我们这些拉撒路从坟墓里面，从死亡里面走出来了。
He brought all of us, Lazarus, from the tomb to walk out of death.
拉撒路生病的时候
When Lazarus was sick,
他的姐姐马大和玛利亚曾经托人向耶稣传话
They sent a message, they sent words to Jesus to say,
说主啊，你所爱的人病了
To say that, Lord, the one whom you love is sick.
约翰加了一个注释
John added a note.
耶稣素来爱马大并他的妹子并拉撒路
So John added a note that says Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus
耶稣爱伯大尼这一家
Jesus loves this family in Bethany
他也爱我们每一个人
And he loves every one of us
有一节圣经大家很熟悉
There's a very familiar verse
告诉我们说因神爱我们的大爱当我们死在过犯中的时候他便叫我们与基督一同活过来
The verse says that because of God's love even when we were dead in our transgressions made us alive together with Christ
以弗所书二章第五节
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 5
这是今天我要分享的第一点
This is the first point I want to share today
Out
或者说离开 Or to leave
讲到神把我们从罪恶和死亡当中拯救出来让我们 out of sin and death
It talks about how the Lord has saved us from sin and death, that God has brought us out of sin and death.
到了一定的年纪之后,
Once you reach a certain age,
虽然我们还是年轻的弟兄姐妹，
even though we're still young brothers and sisters,
但是大家在一起聊天的时候，
but when we get together to chat,
经常聊一个题目，
we often talk about a topic.
哎呀，年纪大了。
哎， we're getting old.
很多事情都记不住了。
That many things we forget, we're forgetful.
大家知不知道为什么记忆力会衰退得这么快吗？
Do you know why is it that you lose memory so quickly?
有什么办法延缓这个过程吗？
Is there any way to slow down that process?
大家要知道最主要的原因其实不是年龄。
You know, the most important thing is not age.
而是在我们在一件事上亏欠了神。
But that we fall short on one thing to God.
我们这些蒙恩的基督徒，
That those of us who are Christians who have received grace,
只要有机会，
whatever the opportunity,
就应该拉住福音朋友讲我们自己得救的故事。
We should tell our gospel friends our story of, the story of our salvation.
跟我们的朋友一起回忆。
To go down the memory lane with our friends.
五年以前。
Five years ago.
十年以前。
Ten years ago.
甚至二十年以前。
Even 20 years ago,
我们是怎么得救的？
How were we saved?
神的救恩是如何临到我们的？
How did God's grace come upon us?
这样做既是向神感恩。
To do this, it is to give thanks to the Lord.
还有一个副作用。
And then it has a side effect.
可以防止记忆力过快的衰退。
It can prevent the fast memory loss.
免得我们只记得昨天的事，不记得过去发生了什么事。
So to prevent us from only remember what happened yesterday, but not what happened before.
大家可以试试看，这样一定能够帮助我们保持记忆力。
We should try this. This will for sure help us to retain our memory.
好，我们继续往下看。
Let us continue.
来到约翰福音第十二章。
In John chapter 12.
第一节第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
逾越节前六日。
Jesus, therefore, in 6 days before Passover,
耶稣来到伯大尼。
Jesus came to Bethany,
就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处。
Where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead.
有人在那里给耶稣预备宴席。
So they made him a supper there.
马大伺候。
And Martha was serving.
拉撒路也在那同耶稣坐席的人中。
But Lazarus was one of those reclining at the table with him.
从其他的福音书中里我们知道
From the other gospel books we know
虽然约翰没有提这个宴请耶稣的人是谁
Even though John did not mention who's the host who invited Jesus
这个人呢应该就是西门
That person should be Simon
这次宴席不是一次平常的宴席
This is not a regular feast
是一次感恩聚会
It's a Thanksgiving feast
这个聚会里面没有唱歌
There was no singing
没有讲道
No sermon
只有吃饭
Only food
还有小组交通
And fellowship among a small group
西门曾经得过大麻风
Simon once had leprosy
是不洁净的
Was unclean
所以当他能够敞开家门请人吃饭的时候
So when he can open his house, the doors of his house, to invite others to eat with him,
说明他的大麻风已经治愈了，他已经被洁净了。
That means he's healed and he's cleansed.
谁能够使大麻风病人得洁净？
Who can cleanse a person with leprosy?
只有一个人。
Only one.
只有主耶稣。
Only Lord Jesus.
因此呢，西门请主耶稣和他的朋友来吃饭。
So therefore, Simon invited Jesus and his friends to come to supper.
他邀请了主耶稣。
He invited Jesus.
在他的贵宾名单上还有一个非常引人注目的人物。
And on his VIP invite list, there is another very notable person.
这个人就是拉撒路。
And that's Lazarus.
他是来陪吃的。
He's there to accompany Jesus.
有一年我跟蒙西回国。
One year, I returned to China with my wife.
本来以为回国了可以大饱口福啊。
I originally thought that I would be able to go back and enjoy a lot of great food.
结果一回去就生病了。
But as soon as I got back to China, I got sick.
肚子疼，浑身无力。
And I had stomach ache and weakness all over the body.
朋友不改变计划, 继续要带我们出去玩,
And our friends didn't want to change their plan, so they continued to want to take us out to play and to eat.
那我绝对不能带病出席,
But I couldn't go with my illness.
自己没有胃口不说,
I had no appetite. And then I would spoil the mood of the gathering.
但是拉萨路不一样,
But Lazarus was different.
他去西门家吃饭,
He went to Simon's house for supper.
他去跟耶稣一起吃饭的时候,
and when he was eating with Jesus,
他肯定不是病病殃殃的,
he wasn't sick.
他更不是躺在病床上让四个朋友抬他过去的,
he wasn't lying on a stretch carried by four friends.
因为许多人看见他的样子就信了耶稣,
many people after seeing him believed in Christ.
所以呢, 现在的拉萨路,
So now, this Lazarus
是名副其实的拉萨路,
He is true to his name.
神已经帮助了,
God has already helped.
所以在这两节经文里面,
So in these two verses,
我们看到了一幅图画,
We see a picture.
跟拉萨路在坟墓里面是完全不同的图画,
It's a completely different picture from the one of Lazarus being in a tomb.
是一个死了但是又复活的人,
It is a dead but now resurrected person.
一个神已经帮助的人,
a person whom God has already helped.
与耶稣坐在一起吃饭,
sitting together with Jesus to eat.
这让我又想起另外一节经文,
and then it reminds me of another verse.
以弗所书2章6节,
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6.
神又使我们在基督耶稣里与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上,
and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
让我们与基督一同坐在天上来享受他的丰富，享受他的安息。
To sit together with Christ Jesus to enjoy the abundance and the rest of Christ.
如果请大家给这幅图画，用一个成语来给这幅图画加上一个标题的话,
If we have to use a phrase to describe this picture,
拉萨路或者我们跟耶稣一同坐在天上，一同坐着吃饭,
that Lazarus and us sitting together with Christ, eating together in heaven,
用什么成语?
How would you describe it?
错。 Virginia? Can you try? 这是考你中文吗? 坐享其成。
It is to enjoy and sit on the fruit and the work of other people.
我们什么都不用做。
We don't have to do anything.
我们只需要坐。
We just have to sit there.
与基督一同坐在天上。
To together sitting with Christ in heaven.
来享受基督的丰富和基督耶稣里的安息。
To enjoy the richness and the rest and the peace in Christ.
这是今天我分享的第二点。
And that is the second point I want to share today.
进入或者 into.
Into.
就是神 bring us into his life and the rest.
That is God brings us into this life and rest.
他一方面 bring out.
On one hand, he brings out.
另一方面他 bring into.
On the other hand, he brings into.
正如当初神不但把 以色列人带领他们离开了埃及,
Just as God not only brought the Israelites out of Egypt,
而且还要把他们带进迦南,
but he brought them into the land of Canaan.
圣经把迦南说得那么美好,
The Bible describes Canaan as such a wonderful place.
就是因为呢,迦南是预表基督的丰富和他要带给我们的安息。
That's because Canaan represents God's richness and the rest he brings to us.
在我们诗歌本里有一首诗歌叫做耶稣我来。
In our hymns book, there's a hymn called Jesus, I Come.
把耶稣把神这样的工作唱了出来。
It sings out God's work.
我想我们一块来唱这首诗歌的副歌，一共有四节。
Let us sing together the refrain of this song.
知道哪一节吗？诗歌第几首？知道吗？嗯，好，我们一起来唱这首诗歌的副歌。
Let us sing the refrain of this song.
我就不用多讲，因为在
二百九十四，
我这里有，嗯，但是我只有副歌，忘了打那个第几首啊？应该是290多。啊，你先把第一节弹一遍，然后到副歌的时候，我们可以一起唱。啊，不用，我有啊。嗯，你弹第一节，然后副歌我们一起来唱。好了，到副歌了哈，我们一起来唱。这首诗歌把我要分享的进入和这个出来和进入几乎都唱出来。
This hymn explains all that I want to say about out of and into.
愿我们在主面前有这样的心愿。
May we have such a heart before the Lord.
主，耶稣我来。
Jesus, I come.
让你把我从罪恶死亡中带出来。
So that you can bring me out of death.
带我进入你的生命，你的平安。
And to bring me into your life and your rest.
主耶稣向所有人发出的呼召乃是
：The calling that Jesus has for everyone is.
凡劳苦担重担的，可以到我这里来。
Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden.
我就使你们得安息。
And I will give you rest.
耶稣，我来救你。
Jesus, I come.
这是我们向主的回应。
That is our response to the Lord.
希伯来书劝勉我们。
The book of Hebrews encourages us.
竭力进入神在基督里为他子民所存留的安息。
To be diligent in entering the rest that God has prepared for us in Christ.
以色列人出埃及的时候。
When Israelites were leaving Egypt.
知不知道他们要往哪里去？
Did they know where they were going?
摩西有没有告诉他们
？Did Moses tell them？
知道，他们知道要去迦南。
They knew they were going to Canaan。
但是，他们手里面有没有进入迦南的行军图
？But do they have a map on how to get to Canaan？
他们知不知道要怎么走
？Do they know the path that they need to take？
知不知道路上要遭遇什么？
Did Did they know what they will encounter along the way?
如果要知道的话,
if they knew,
估计打死他们也不去了,
then they would have never left Egypt.
他们起行上路的时候,
at the beginning of the journey,
就像我们要到一个很远完全陌生的地方去参加退休会。
It's just like if we have to go to a faraway strange place for a retreat.
却没有路线图，更没有 GPS.
And there's no map, there's no GPS.
是神忘记给他们路线图了吗？
Did God forget to give them a map?
当然不是。
Of course not.
神是要用他自己的方式来带领以色列人经过旷野。
Because God wants to use his own method to lead the Israelites through the wilderness.
进入迦南。
Into Canaan.
出埃及记第十三章。
Exodus chapter 13.
二十一节二十二节就告诉我们说神当初如何带领以色列人在旷野里面行走。
It tells us how the Lord guided the Israelites in the wilderness.
日间耶和华在云柱中领他们的路，夜间在火柱中光照他们，使他们日夜都可以行走。日间云柱，夜间火柱，总不离开他啊百姓的面前。
The Lord was going before them in a pillar of cloud by day to lead them on the way, and in a pillar of fire by night to give them light, that they might travel by day and by night. He did not take away the pillar of cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people.
所以以色列人就这样跟着云柱火柱走一站算一站。
So the Israelites followed the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire, one stop at a time.
他们一面走一面唱歌。
And they sang along the way.
我不知明日将如何。
I don't know what tomorrow holds.
他们就结果哈，他们就走啊走啊，神让他们怎么走他们就怎么走，结果就走到了红海。
And however the Lord guided them,That's how they walked, and they ended up at the Red Sea.
神说你们要在海边安营，他们就在那里安营下来。
And the Lord said, set up your camp along the sea.
这不是普通的 camping.
This is not a regular camping.
因为这个时候
Because at that time,
埃及的法老带着军兵和马车就追赶上了他们。
Because by that time, the Pharaoh was chasing and catching up to them with his chariots and soldiers.
他们当时的处境就是八个字。
Their condition at the time can be described as
前有两个字了，对不对？前有什么？红海。后有呢？追兵。
That they had the Red Sea in the front and the pursuing army behind.
所以他们有两个选择。
So they had two choices.
跳进红海，被浪冲走。
To jump into the Red Sea and be swept away by the waves.
留在岸上呢，被埃及人杀光。
Or stay on the shore and be killed by the Egyptians.
走投无路就是他们当时的处境。
And they were in this hopeless state.
你叫他们怎么办？
What should they do?
是神带领他们到这个地步，对不对？
The Lord has brought them to that place.
让我们看到。
So that we see.
旷野的道路，跟随神的道路。
That the path of wilderness, the path to follow God,
是我们信心受考验的道路。
It is a path to test one's faith.
按照神的引导来跟随神。
To follow God's instruction,
需要信
心。To follow Him, it requires faith.
需要相信神的美意。
To trust in God's goodness.
相信神的计划和安排。
To trust in His arrangements and His plans.
相信神不会错。
To trust that God cannot be wrong.
但是以色列人看到大难临头的时候，
But when the Israelites saw this great disaster before them,
他们失去了信心。
They lost their faith.
他们向神哀求。
They cried to God.
他们向神抱怨。
They complained to God.
向摩西抱怨。
They complained to Moses.
难道在埃及没有坟地吗？
Is there no grave in Egypt?
你把我们带来死在旷野吗？
That you bring us to the wilderness to die.
又一个拐点。
And another inflection point.
埃及记十四章第十三、第十四节。
Exodus chapter 14, verse 13 and 14.
摩西对百姓说
But Moses said to the people,
不要惧怕，只管站住。
Do not fear, stand by.
看耶和华今天向你们所要施行的救恩。
And see the salvation of the Lord which he will accomplish for you today.
因为你们今天所看见的埃及人。
For the Egyptians whom you have seen today.
必永远不再看见了。
You will never see them again forever.
耶和华为你们征战。
The Lord will fight for you.
你们只管静默，不要作声。
For the Lord will fight for you while you keep silent.
神的话真好，读到这儿，就
The Lord's words are so good.
读到这儿，我不知道怎么说，就觉得特别有味道。
I don't quite know how to explain it.
你说怎么办？
What should we do?
跳进红海也是死，等在这里也是死，怎么办？对不对？
If we jump into the Red Sea, we die. If we just stay on the shore, we also die.
让我们看神怎么说。
But we see what does God say?
神让摩西告诉以色列人说不要惧怕。
Moses says to his people, do not be afraid.
只管站住。
Stand firm.
什么都不用做。
You don't need to do anything.
只要睁开眼睛看就行了。
Just keep your eyes open and watch.
只管静默，不要作声。
Keep silent, don't make a sound.
耶和华为你们征战。
Jehovah will fight for you.
在我们跟随神的道路上，我们有没有这样的信心？
On the path to follow the Lord, do we have such faith?
如果没有这个信心，
Without such faith,
当我们遇见困难的时候，
When we encounter difficulties,
心里面就会失去指望。
Then we will lose hope in our heart.
我们就会疑惑、苦读，嘴里面就会抱怨。
We will lose hope, we will doubt, we will have bitterness, and we will complain.
我们就走不下去。
And then we can go no further.
但是如果我们有了这样的信心，
But with such faith,
我们眼睛就会被开启了。
Our eyes will be opened.
我们会看见神站在仇敌和我们中间。
We will see that God is standing between us and our enemy.
我们知道征战的不是我们。
And we know that the one who is fighting is not us.
我们就能够进入基督里的安息。
And then we can enter the rest of Christ.
这样的信心。
Such faith.
就是 Jeffrey 弟兄上周跟我们分享的时候多次提到的。
And that is what Brother Jeff shared with us so many times last week.
在我们得救之后，我们跟随主、经历主所需要、所展现出来的信心。
This is the faith that we need, that we need to demonstrate after the salvation to follow Christ.
是这样的信心让我们可以进入到迦南。
Such faith can lead us into Canaan.
得享基督的丰富和神要赐给我们的安息。
To be able to enjoy the abundance and the rest that God will give us.
所以刚才我们讲了安息，这是人在基督里面的安息。
We talked about rest, and that is the rest of men in Christ.
这个是不够的。
That's not enough.
在圣经当中，安息这个词第一次出现。
The first time that the word rest appears in the Bible,
出现了很早很早，在创世纪第二章就出现了。
It appeared very early in Genesis chapter 2.
但是那个安息呢，讲的是神的安息。
But that rest is God's rest.
也是我们这次特别聚会的主题。
And that is the theme, the focal point of this retreat.
伯大尼之家，神安息的所在。
That the house of Bethany, the place where God can rest.
好，我们来看创世纪二章第二节。
Genesis, let's look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 2.
到第七日，神造物的工已经完毕，就在第七日歇了他一切的工，安息了。
By the seventh day, God completed his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done.
神用六天创造了天地。
God created heaven and earth in six days.
是不是他忙活了六天，把天地万物都造齐了以后，他累了？
Is it that he was busy for six days creating all things and then he got tired?
所以给自己放一天假，休息一下。
So he gave himself one day vacation to rest.
当然不是。
Of course not.
神说有就有。
God spoke and it was done.
命立则立。
He commanded and it stood fast.
他说话，事就这样成了。
He spoke and things happened.
神怎么会累呢？
How can God get tired?
既然如此，神为什么要安息呢？
If so, then why does God need rest?
大家知不知道右下角是什么手机？
Do you know what is the iPhone in the corner?
谁让你说 iPhone?
Oh, sorry.
对，是 iPhone， 是 iPhone 一。
This is iPhone 1.
今天我们小组分享的时候。
When we had our small group gathering today,
阿珍姐妹呢坐在我对面。
Jane was sitting across from me.
她就是把手机和她这样的。
And she was holding her phone.
我一看她手机上，你知道几个摄像头
？Do you know how many cameras are on the phone?
四个。
Four.
你知道 iPhone One 是几个摄像头？
Do you know how many camera iPhone 1 has?
一个。
One.
最新版的 iPhone 啊，已经到几了？一二三四，到几了？到十五了。
The newest version of the iPhone is already version 15.
不好意思，这个啊，放起来。那苹果为什么 iPhone 一直要改版
？So why does Apple keep on upgrading the iPhone?
一直要设计生产。新版的 iPhone 呢
？Why do they keep on manufacturing new ones？
因为不完美，因为总有人不满意，对不对？有瑕疵，有缺陷嘛
？Because it's not perfect, it has flaws, it has defects.
但是当我们读创世纪的时候
，But when we read Genesis，
神一切创造都是完美的。
We see that everything God created was perfect.
不需要改版的。
No need to change version.
更不需要重头设计的。
No need to recreate.
神看着是好的这句话，在神创造的时候反复的出现。
God saw it was good. This verse repeatedly appeared in Genesis.
神的创造让他心满意足。
God's creation satisfied his heart.
所以他把天地万物造起了之后。
So after he created heaven and earth.
他心满意足了，所以呢，他第七日就可以安息了。
So his heart was satisfied, and therefore on the seventh day he rested.
我们是不是，如果我们做成了一件事情，是不是我们也可以安息
？If we have completed or accomplished something, can we rest?
所以这里让我们看到一个极其重要的看见啊，也许我们啊可以说一个原则，我。不大敢说原则哈，就说看见。这里让我们看见一件非常重要的事。
I don't want to use the word principle, but this is a very important insight.
是什么呢
？What is that?
什么时候神看着是好的
？Whenever God sees that it is good,
他就会满足。
He is satisfied.
什么时候神满足了
？And whenever he's satisfied,
他就可以安息了。
Then he can rest.
虽然呢，神起初的一切创造都是完美的
，Even though at the beginning his creation was all perfect，
都能够让他安息
，It lets him rest。
但是我们今天所生活的地球却是千疮百孔
，But the earth that we live in today is full of holes and faults。
植物也好，动物也好，人也好。都一样要经历生老病死。
Whether it is plants, animals, people, we all have to experience illness and death.
甚至呢，还有像老鼠啊、苍蝇啊、蚊子啊、虱子啊、跳蚤这些害虫。
And we even have pests like the bugs, the flies, the cockroaches, the lions.
这远远绝对不是哈神。起初所创造的那个样子。
It is far from the original creation from God.
我们看到的每一样都要败坏。
Everything we see is corruptible.
所以圣经里面说，一切受造之物一同的叹息劳苦。
So therefore, the scripture says that all things sigh.
罗马书八章第二十一、二十二节。
Roman.
Chapter 8,
verse 21 and 22.
但收到之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制。
That the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption.
得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
And obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God.
我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。
For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pain of childbirth until now.
所以在这种神的破坏，神的创造受到破坏的情形之下。
So under these conditions, when God's creation has been corrupted,
神自然不能安息。
Then God cannot rest.
他要做工。
He has to rest. He has to work.
他要做工来恢复被破坏的创造。
He has to work to redeem the creation that has been corrupted.
神的工作，神的恢复是有次序的。
The redemption has its order.
他首先要恢复的是按照他自己形象和样式所造的人。
The first thing he has to redeem are the people that whom he created in his own image and form.
所以罗马书告诉我们说，所有受造之物，其他的受造之物呢，则是切望等候神的众子显现出来。
So that's why Roman tells us that all others are waiting for his son to be revealed.
使他们能够也脱离那败坏的辖制。
So that they can be freed from the corruption.
使人的堕落牵连到老鼠、苍蝇、蚊子、臭虫。
It is the fall of men that has impacted the corruption, the corruptibility of all the other animals.
使这些害虫为我们背黑锅。
So that these pests are actually taking up the blame for us.
所以将来有一天,
so one day in the future,
他们要借我们的光,
that through our light,
恢复呢起初被创造的样式,
to be returned to the original image,
让神看着都是好的,
so that when God sees it, it is all good.
所以主耶稣说,
so therefore Lord Jesus says,
我父做事到如今,我也做事。
My father is working until now, and I myself am working.
不仅父在做事,
Not only is the father still working.
不仅子在做事,
The son is still working.
我们知道圣灵也在做事,
We know that the Holy Spirit is also still working.
来恢复神起初的创造,
To redeem God's original creation.
神的荣耀,
God's glory.
只有通过这样的恢复才能够彰显。
Only through redemption like this can it be manifested.
反过来说也是对的，只有这样的恢复才能彰显神的荣耀。
And on the other hand, it is only a redemption like this that can manifest God's glory.
所以我们可以说，主耶稣在拉撒路身上所行的神迹，让他从死里复活，从另一个角度来看，就是恢复拉撒路原本应该有的样子。
We can say that the resurrection of Lazarus is God's way of returning Lazarus to the way that he should have been.
当受造之物回到神起初创造的样子的时候，
When the creation returns to the original form of creation,
神要看着是好的。
God sees that it is good.
神心意满足。他得到安息，他得到荣耀。
God's heart is satisfied. He rests, and he is glorified.
约翰福音十一章第四节。
John chapter 4 verse 11.
耶稣听见就说：“这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。”
John chapter 11 verse 4, But when Jesus heard this, he said, This sickness is not to end in death, but for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified by it.
这是今天我们要分享的第三点。
And this is the third point I want to share today.
讲到 about.
To bring about.
Bring about the glory of God.
To bring about the glory of God.
神所做的一切都是为了叫他自己，也是为了叫他的儿子的荣耀。
Everything God does is so that he and his son can receive glory.
神的儿子如何得荣耀?
How can the son of God receive glory?
弟兄姐妹读拉撒路从死里复活的故事。
Brothers and sisters, read the story of Lazarus' resurrection.
再联系到神的荣耀。
And we connect it with God's glory.
我们马上会说。
And then we immediately say,
既然全世界全人类都对死亡束手无策。
If all mankind are helpless against death,
今天最先进的技术最好的医生也只不过让病人多遭几天罪。
That the best technology and the best doctor, all it does is prolong the suffering of the patient.
而主耶稣一句话，拉撒路出来，死人就复活了。
And one statement from the Lord, Lazarus, come forth, and the dead comes back to life.
他做了只有神才能够做的事。
He's done what only God can do.
他显出了胜过死亡的能力。
He has shown and manifest the power that can overcome death.
他显出他是生命的主。
He shows that he is the God of life.
他当然就得荣耀了。
Then of course he's received glory.
没错。
That's right.
主耶稣叫拉撒路复活，他的确得了荣耀。
Jesus Christ resurrected Lazarus, and he received glory.
约翰自己就说过，我们也见过他的荣耀，正是父独生子的荣耀。
And John himself said that we have also seen his glory, that is the glory of the Father's only begotten Son.
约翰福音十二章，接着就告诉我们说
，John chapter 12 continues to tell us.
不久之后，逾越节到了。
Not long after, it was Passover.
那些看见耶稣叫拉撒路从死里复活的人，就在那里向上耶路撒冷过节的众人做见证。
That those who have seen Jesus resurrecting Lazarus were witnessing to the people who came to Jerusalem for the holiday.
那些众人听了这些见证之后，他们是什么反应？
People, upon hearing these testimonies, what was their reaction?
他们听见这个神迹，就拿着棕树针出去迎接他，喊着说：“何塞纳，奉主名来的以色列王是应当称颂的。”
So when they heard of this miracle, they took branches of the palm trees to welcome him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel."
神的儿子得到了荣耀。
God's son received glory.
神自己更借着他的儿子得到了荣耀。
And God, through his son, also received glory.
然而这还不是故事的全部。
But that is not the entirety of the story.
2020年
,2020,
美国一家研究机构
,a research institution in the US,
做了一次民survey, 民意调查。
They conducted a survey.
这是第一个问题。
This is the first question.
有点绕口哈，翻成英文挺流畅的，但是翻译成中文是这样。
So, to translate it in English, it's pretty straightforward.
啊，翻译成中文是说，你平均多久思考一次，如何才能发现生命更多的意义和目的？
So in English, it's very straightforward. It says, how often do you wonder, how can I find more meaning and purpose in my life?
我已经很尽力翻译了，希望大家 get it, okay?
I really try to translate this into Chinese.
那有六个选择答案。
There are six options in answer.
每天都思考。
Every day.
每周。
Every week.
每月。每年。
Every month. Every year.
从来也不思考。
Never.
还有呢？不知道。
Or I don't know.
答案很 surprise.
The answer is very surprise.
就是有一大半的人至少每月要思考一次这个问题。
That is, more than half of the people think about this at least once a month.
很有意义的问题，就是如何才能发现生命更多的意义和目的。
It's a very interesting question. How can you discover more meaning and purpose in life?
这是第一个问题。
That's the first question.
第二个问题。
Second question.
同样绕口。
In Chinese, it's very complicated.
你平均多久思考？如果今天我死了，比如出门被汽车撞死了，你有把握进天堂吗？
The second question is, how often do you wonder if I were to die today, as if I'm going to get hit by a bus, do I know for sure that I would go to heaven?
那平均每个月思考这个。思考一次这个问题的人就不到一半了，一半都不到。
So then people who think about this question at least once a month, there's less than half of the respondents.
希望我们是经常思考这两个问题的人。
I hope that we often think about these two questions.
如何能够让我们的生命更有意义，更有目的？
How can we have more meaning and purpose to our life?
如果今天我们被主接走了，那如果我们今天发生意外了，我们有把握是主把我们接走吗？
If we have an accident today, do we have the assurance that God will take us up?
大家有把握吗？
Do you have that assurance?
一定要有。
We must have that.
大家大声说 yes 好不好？
Let's loudly say yes.
一起来。Yes! 但是如果我们停留在这里的话，
But if we stop here,
我们可能很满意了。
We may be satisfied.
你说神会满意吗？
Do you think God is satisfied?
神会安息，神听到我们这样的答案，他会安息吗？
Would God rest on hearing our answer?
我们自己是不是也有点不好意思，觉得有点 low?
Do we also feel a bit low ourselves?
因为神拯救我们的最终目的，因为这个不是神拯救我们的最终目的。
Because this is not the ultimate purpose of God's salvation.
神拯救我们最终目的是什么？
So what is the ultimate purpose of our salvation?
神拯救我们最终目的是什么呢？
What is God's ultimate purpose for our salvation?
我们仔细来读一节经文。
Let us carefully read one verse.
以赛亚书四十三章第七节。
Isaiah chapter 43 verse 7.
就是凡称我名下的人，就是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我所做成所造作的。
Everyone who is called by my name and whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed, even whom I have made.
这节经文不长。
This is a short verse.
告诉我们。
It tells us.
人是为了神的荣耀而被造而来到这个世界。
Men are created and came to this world for God's glory.
所以我们的人生目的
So the purpose of our life
不是赚钱享受
It's not to make money to enjoy life
不是追求事业的成功
It is not to reach for success in career
甚至不是为了得到进天堂的人寿保险
It is not even to have the insurance for entering heaven.
而是为了神的荣耀。
But it is for God's glory.
总算可以回到约翰福音了。
We can now return to the Gospel Book of John.
好，约翰福音第十二章。
Gospel Book Chapter 12.
九节到十一节。
Verse 9 through 11.
有许多犹太人知道耶稣在那里就来了。
The large crowd of the Jews then learned that he was there, and they came.
不但是为了耶稣的缘故，也是要看他从死里复活的拉萨路。
Not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might also see Lazarus, whom he raised from the dead.
但祭司长商议，连拉萨路也要杀了。
But the chief priests planned to put Lazarus to death also.
因有好些犹太人为拉撒路的缘故回去信了耶稣。
Because on account of him, many of the Jews were going away and were believing in Jesus.
读到这里的话，
When we read these verses,
不难发现哈，西门家这顿感恩聚餐动静特别大。
It's not difficult to realize that this Thanksgiving supper at Simon's house is a very big deal.
围观的人好多。
Lots of observers.
你说这些人大老远跑过来要干嘛呢？
So these people who come from far away, for what?
来看看菜单是不是？然后回去八卦八卦。
To look at the menu and to gossip?
不是。
No.
人家没那么无聊。
They're not so senseless.
他们是有目的的。他们是要来看耶稣，要来看拉撒路。
They have a purpose. They're here to see Jesus and to see Lazarus.
所以他们来之前可能发生过这样的对话。
So they may have a conversation. I'm guessing that they may have a conversation like this.
对不对？喂。
Hello. Hello.
听说了吗？耶稣到伯大尼了。
Did you hear that Jesus is in Bethany?
西门给他预备宴席，还请了拉撒路。
Simon has set up a feast for him and invited Lazarus.
哪位拉萨路？
Which Lazarus?
他不是生病了吗？
Wasn't he sick? Didn't he die?
没错，可是耶稣让他复活了。
That's right, but Jesus resurrected him.
真的假的？
Is that for real?
那咱们得去看一看。
Oh, we have to go to see.
真有这么回事啊？不是我瞎编的。
They really have such conversations. I didn't just make it up.
Okay, 他们来到了伯大尼。
They came to Bethany.
看到拉萨路活了。
And see that Lazarus is really alive.
还活得好好的。
And living well.
约翰并没有记载拉萨路复活之后他说过什么话。
John did not record what Lazarus said after he was resurrected.
也没说他有没有在人面前做过什么见证。
Didn't say what kind of testimony he gave before men.
但是许多人因为他的缘故回去就信了耶稣。
But many people, because of him, were going away and believed in Jesus.
你说稀奇不稀奇？
Do you think this is amazing?
不稀奇，一点都不稀奇。
It is not amazing at all.
有人读到约翰福音十二章的时候，曾经这样说。
Some people say when they read John 12, they say this.
我们在何处显出恩典，他人就常常在那里蒙恩。
Where we have manifested grace is often where others receive grace.
换句话说
，In another word,
当我们的生命和生活彰显出神的恩典的时候
，When our life and the way we live manifest God's grace,
其他人就会因我们而蒙恩。
Others will receive grace because of us.
思想这句话的时候
When we think about this,
When
I think about this,
我禁不住会问自己
I cannot help but to ask myself,
信主这么多年
Being a Christian for so many years,
有多少人是因为我，因为认识我，因为看见我的行事为人，为着我的缘故回去
How many people, because they know me, look at how I behave, because of me, have gone away and believed in Christ?
每次这样想的时候
Whenever I think about this,
就觉得特别的扎心
It is heartbreaking.
记得以前我曾经在教会讲过一个假设
I remember I gave a hypothetical situation in church before.
假设有一群从来没有见过神的外星人。
That there is a group of aliens who's never seen God.
听说地球上所住的活物是按照神的形象和样式造的。
They heard that there's a group of creatures on Earth that are created in the image of God.
所以他们就乘着 UFO 来到了地球。
And then they rode their UFO to Earth.
因为他们非常好奇
Because they were curious.
他们想要知道神是什么样
They want to know what God is like.
神不接见 神不见他们说你们去地球
And God doesn't want to see them and God says go to earth.
所以他们来到了地球来到了教会来到基督徒的家里
So they came to earth, they came to church, they came to Christians' homes.
他们到了基督徒所工作的学校和单位
They came to the schools and the workplaces of Christians.
他们拜访了基督徒的岳父岳母
And they went to visit the in-laws of Christians.
他们仔细观察基督徒的行事为人。
They closely observed the behaviors and actions of Christians.
他们广泛地收集不信主的人对基督徒的评价。
And they widely collect the opinion and comments of non-Christians towards Christians.
那么当他们结束了这一次地球的考察之旅回去的时候
So when they are done with their exploratory trip on Earth and ready to return,
当他们向那个星球不叫人 whatever, 对不对？汇报的时候
when they go report back,
按照在我们身上所看到的而描绘神的形象的话
if they describe God according to what they see on us,
他们画出来的那幅画会是什么样的？
What kind of picture will it draw?
他们会不会因着认识了我们而得出结论说
Will they, because they know us, conclude?
Oh, 我实在太开心了。
I am so glad.
因为现在我知道神是什么样子了。
Because now I know what God is like.
神是爱。
God is love.
是怜悯。
He's mercy.
是公义。
He's righteous.
也是圣洁。
And he's holy.
约翰说。
John says.
从来没有人见过神。
No one has seen God.
只有父怀里的独生子把他显明出来。
Only the only begotten God who the only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father.
所以当时的人，耶稣的使徒，当他们看到耶稣的时候，就是看见了那看不见的神。
Because then at that time when people saw Jesus, they saw the God that they cannot see.
今天有没有人能够看到耶稣呢？
Today can anyone see Jesus?
没有。
No.
但是如果在教会里面有许多复活的、健康的。与基督一同坐席的拉撒路。
But today, if in church there are many resurrected, healthy Lazarus sitting together with Christ,
有许多被神所得着、所恢复，耶稣基督道成肉身的见证人的话。
If there are many witnesses who are Jesus Christ in flesh,
那么来到我们中间的人，他们就会遇见耶稣。
Then those who come among us will meet Christ.
他们就会经历神的爱、神的恩典和神的医治。
And they will experience God's love, God's grace, God's healing.
当教会充满耶稣基督见证之日。
And the day when the church is full of the testimonies of Christ.
就是神在他的家得到荣耀、得到安息之时。
And that is also the day when God will receive glory and rest in his home.
下面请弟兄姐妹。我们一起来读以弗所书三章二十一节。
Let us together read Ephesians chapter 3 verse 21.
好，我们一起来，但愿在
To him
并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿们。
To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
请问弟兄姐妹。这节经文里面告诉我们神在几个地方要得到荣耀。
So let me ask brothers and sisters, in this verse, how many places will God receive his glory?
两个地方。
Two places.
他要在基督里，在他的教会里得到荣耀。
He will receive his glory. He will be in his glory in Christ and in his church.
对于神在基督里得到荣耀，我们毫无疑问。
On the point of God receiving glory in Christ, we have no doubt.
但是对于第二点，我们有一个很大的问号。
But on the second point, we have a big question mark.
看看教会的光景。
Look at the state of the church.
看看我们自己这副德性。
Look at ourselves.
怎么能够让神得到荣耀？
How can God receive glory?
怎么能够让神在我们当中得到安息？
How can God have rest among us?
伯大尼。
Bethany.
Patrick 弟兄跟我们解释了，在希腊文就是无花果树之家。
Our brother Patrick explained to us that in Greek it means the house of fig trees.
而在圣经当中呢，无花果树是用来代表以色列人。
And in the Bible, fig trees represent Israelites.
那伯大尼之家呢
？And what about the family in Bethany?
其实是代表那些真以色列人。
It represents the true Israelites.
在这个家里面
，In this house,
神得着了三个人。
God has three people.
有马大，他摆上自己，忠心的来服侍主。
There's Martha who offers herself to faithfully serve God.
玛利亚则是把最珍贵的香膏献给主。
And Mary who offers to God the most precious ointment.
她知道她体贴神的心意。
She knows that she is close to God's heart.
还有拉撒路与主耶稣一同坐席。
And Lazarus who sits with Jesus.
所以神看这个家是好的。
So therefore, God looks at this house and it is good.
这个家不但两千年前成为神安息的所在。
This place, this house, not only 2,000 years ago became a place where God can rest.
直到今天。
To this day.
神还用这个家向我们说话。
God is still speaking to us through this house.
告诉我们说他要与人同住。
Telling us that he wants to be with men.
他要得到伯大尼之家，他要在人中间得到安息。
That he wants to be gotten the house of Bethany to be with men.
借着伯大尼之家，他把他心里这个最深处的意愿告诉我们。
And through this house in Bethany, through this family in Bethany, he is telling us his deepest desire in his heart.
虽然有许多的人不认识他，甚至拒绝他。
Even though many people don't know him or even refuse him.
但是当主在伯大尼得到这三个人的时候，
But when God has begotten these three people in Bethany,
看到他们对他爱的回应，看他劳苦的功效的时候，
When he sees their response to his love, when he sees the result of his hard work,
他的心就满足了，他就可以安息了。
His heart was satisfied and he can rest.
当初以色列人来到迦南门口的时候，
When the Israelites were at the entrance of Canaan,
他们派了十二个探子先去采点。
They sent 12 people to explore, to first check out the place.
回来之后有十个人，就是十二分之十二，83%哈，或者说绝大多数人向以色列人说，我们到迦南了，我们也看见迦南人了。
And 10 out of these 12 people said,We have seen the land of Canaan. We've seen the people of Canaan.
So, 迦南真的是牛奶与蜜之地。
He says, Canaan is truly a place of milk and honey.
但是我们有一个坏消息。
But we have a bad news.
咱们完蛋了。
We are done.
人家身高体壮，我们在他们眼中如同蚱蜢。
That these are such tall and big people that we are nothing but grasshoppers in their eyes.
人家一捏就死。
That we will die, they will crush us.
在窥探地的人当中，只有两个人。
On those spies who were sent, among the spies who were sent, there were only two.
嫩的儿子约书亚。
The son of Nun, Joshua.
约弗尼的儿子加勒。
And Caleb.
他们撕裂了衣服，对以色列会众说。
They tore their clothes to say to the Israelites.
我们所窥探经过之地是极美之地。
That the land we spied on is a good land.
耶和华若喜悦我们，就必将我们领进那地，把地赐给我们，那地原是牛奶与蜜之地。
If the Lord is pleased with us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey.
有耶和华与我们同在，不要怕他们。
Do not fear, for the Lord is with us.
因为神得到了这两个人。
Because the Lord has these two people,
他最终可以把以色列人带进迦南。
That he ultimately was able to bring the Israelites into the land of Canaan.
当年随摩西一同出埃及的有多少人？
How many people left Egypt with Moses?
当我们看到以色列人在旷野表现的时候，
When we looked at, when we see how the Israelites behaved and how they acted in the wilderness, in the desert,
我们不能不怀疑神的旨意能够成就吗？
We have to doubt, we have to question, can God's will be accomplished?
神能够在他的子民当中得到安息吗？
Can God have rest among his people?
最终因为有两个人。
Ultimately, because there were two people,
神终于把他的子民带进了迦南。
That God brought his people into the land of Canaan.
两个人就够了。
Two people were enough.
今天神能够在我们当中得到两个人吗？
Can God begotten two people among us?
能够得到三个人吗？
Can he have three people?
他在呼召约书亚，呼召加勒。
He is calling for Joshua. He's calling for Caleb.
他也在我们当中呼召马大、玛利亚和拉撒路。
And he is calling for Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
来借着他们来复兴神的教会。
That through them to revive God's church.
让我们问问自己。
Let us ask ourselves.
我们愿不愿意成为他手中的工作
Are we willing to be the work in his hand?
让他可以照着他的心意来雕刻我们，来改变我们。
So that according to his will, he can carve us.
按照他的道路来带领我们。
To carve us and to mold us and to guide us on his path.
让我们经历水火。
so that we can be through fire and water.
让我们借着试炼和苦难被磨成神儿子的样式。
So that through trial and suffering, we can be molded into the image of His Son.
使让我们在破碎的生命当中可以彰显出他品格中的恩慈、爱心、谦卑、忍耐、顺服。
So that in the brokenness of our life, we can manifest His grace, love, humility, and endurance.
我深深地相信。
I deeply believe.
绝对地相信。
I absolutely believe.
只要神能够在我们当中得到几个这样的器皿。
That if God can have just a few vessels among us.
或许是两个，或许是三个。
Perhaps it's two, perhaps it's three.
神看着是好的。
That God sees that it is good.
是合他心意的。
That it is according to his heart.
就是启示录中神所呼召的得胜者。
That it is the overcomers in the revelation that he called for.
神就可以借着他得到的这两三个人。
That through these two, three people,
成为他荣耀的见证。
That through these two, three people who belongs to God, that he can be, that can be his glory.
使他的心得到满足。
So that his heart can be satisfied.
使他可以在他的子民当中得到安息。
So that he can rest among his people.
这才是神救赎的故事的全部。
And that is the totality of God's redemption.
最后。让我们都问我们自己，我们愿意成为神手中的器皿，像约书亚，像加勒，像马大，像玛利亚，像拉撒路一样。
So in the end, let us ask ourselves, are we willing to become vessels in God's hand, like Joshua, Caleb, Martha, Mary, and or Lazarus?
愿意让我们所在的地方成为伯大尼吗？
Are we willing to let the place where we are be Bethany?
神在等候我们从心里面向他说，我愿意。
God is waiting for us to answer him from our heart that we are willing.
愿意把我们自己交在他的手里。
That we are willing to put ourselves in his hand.
真是巴不得神把这样的心愿赐给我们。
We pray that the Lord would give each one of us such a heart. Let us pray. Lord,
愿我们可以从心里面说。
May we be able to speak from your heart.
我愿意。
That we say we are willing.
谢谢。
Thank you.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.